Welcome to Virtually Free, the podcast for VA service providers and digital entrepreneurs who want to scale their business in a way that aligns with their lifestyle values and goals. I'm your host, Ash, a VA coach and business mentor who's helped over 400 women grow their business on their own terms. In this podcast, you can expect real talk and proven strategies to help you ditch the hustle mentality and create a business that truly supports the life you want to live. It's time to work smarter, not harder. Let's do this. Hey, welcome to Virtually Free. This is episode number one. I am so excited to kick off this podcast, and I thought there was no better way to start than by sharing my own personal journey and how I went from a resume writer to a VA to a business coach, and ultimately how I built a flexible business that supports my life, not the other way around. Because if you are here, chances are you are looking for the exact same thing. You want a business that works for you, one that brings in great income without working endless hours or hiring a huge team, or completely overwhelmed. And I'm here to help you and show you that this is absolutely possible. So let us rewind a little. I started my business back in 2017 when my son Kai was just 8 weeks old. Now, when I think back now, that sounds so insane. But at the time, I wasn't thinking about building this huge empire, this full-time business. I was looking for a way to make some extra cash whilst on maternity leave. Now, whilst I absolutely loved being a mum in those early stages, I also felt that from coming from this corporate background, that it was quite challenging. With that background, I decided to offer resume writing services. And honestly, I had no intention of turning this into anything else other than a side gig. For that first year, I treated it like one too. Clients came in, but I wasn't actively trying to grow. I was just happy with the way that things were ticking along. But then something shifted. My maternity leave was ending, and I started feeling so anxious about the thought of putting Kai in childcare right before I was set to return to work, literally 2 weeks out. An opportunity came up for my partner to relocate for work. And in that moment, everything changed. We broke our lease, we packed up our lives and left behind everything we knew and everybody we knew. And suddenly I found myself without a job, without a plan, and needing to figure out how this is all going to work. Side note, at this point in my life, I was not a risk taker, likely like the opposite. This was completely outside of my comfort zone, and I really hated change. But I knew that I had to make it work. So I started looking at how I could turn what I was already doing into something more predictable. Right? So rather than just this project writing work, I needed something that was more stable. And that's when I discovered the VA industry. I started offering HR and recruitment support to small businesses. And at first, I actually thought I had invented this whole thing. Turns out there is an entire industry of virtual assistants doing the exact same thing. And what was most important to me from day one was that flexibility. I knew that I didn't want to work crazy hours or be glued to my laptop all day. I didn't have this dream of having a 6 or 7 figure business. So I got really intentional day one, how many hours I was willing to work and how much I actually needed to charge to make sure I was earning well without sacrificing that time with my son. My first VA client was a 2.5K retainer, project managing a database through LinkedIn. So they come through LinkedIn. And from there, I started broadening my skill set, offering social media, admin support, and so much more. And that's the thing, where you start isn't necessarily where you finish up, but just starting is key. Now, because my first client was a job board for working parents, it felt like total alignment for me. I ended up retaining them for just over 2 years. Now, by 2018, I was fully booked within 4 months of launching. And at this point, my son still wasn't in daycare, so I was squeezing all of my work into nap times and evenings So Naptrap mums listening, I totally see you. I was you. It is an absolute juggle. And eventually when he was two, he started daycare a couple of days a week and I'd cram all my client work into those days. And honestly, it feels like only yesterday. But even then, I knew there would be a cap on what I could actually do as a virtual assistant. I didn't have the desire or the capacity to build an agency. So I shifted into value-based pricing and added premium services like career mentoring. That shift actually helped me remove myself from the time for money trap and start scaling in a way that still gave me that freedom that I really, really wanted. But then I started noticing a pattern. Some of my clients weren't in a position to fully outsource their resume writing, their social media, or their HR, and they wanted more of a DIY approach. But they still needed guidance and a little bit of handholding. So that was where I started creating digital products. I started with my resume DIY kit, which started selling on repeat, and we were getting sales every single week up until we closed that business down. Then I launched DIY onboarding and HR packs for small businesses who weren't ready to hire a VA. And that is where I had my light bulb moment. This was a sustainable way to scale for me without working more hours. And eventually, as you know, I've now moved into courses. By 2020, I was pregnant with baby number two, Zane, right before COVID hit. And when I returned from maternity leave, most of my VA clients had cut back on outsourcing or had cut back on me providing them support. And I was back at square one. But at the same time, I kept hearing the same thing again and again and again from my resume clients and working mums. You're so lucky to work from home. I wish I knew how to start a business like you have. I want to be home with my children. And that's where VA business coaching was born. At first, I started with one-on-one coaching, but as demand grew, I transitioned into courses, which helped me support even more people who wanted to build a business like mine. And scaling in this way, like it literally felt so natural to me. I love teaching and simplifying things for people. Yes, there was an initial time investment, of course, but once those offers were created, they sold, giving me consistent, predictable income without being tied to my laptop, starting with VA Mastery to provide more structure and hands-on support. Then came Expansion Mastermind, because what we noticed was the students inside that startup program kept re-signing and re-signing, right? To have that continued mentorship and community. We had, I think, three or four people that were in that community for over 18 months. Naturally, as they were growing, they needed that next step. They needed that next space. Now, my entire business is now based on one-to-many offers, allowing me to help more people while still maintaining that freedom and flexibility I built my business for in the first place. So as you can see, I never bought into the hustle. I never believed that success had to mean more hours, more stress, or sacrificing my life for my business. Absolute no-no. Instead, I built my business in a way that worked for me, right? And that's exactly what I want for you too, right? Feeling into the model that you want to create. And if you're listening to this thinking, oh, that sounds amazing, but how do I actually start creating more freedom in a way that aligns to my values, goals, and lifestyle? Let's break it down into three key shifts that you can start making today. So the first thing is getting clear on your business model, because not all business models, as you're probably noticing, can allow you to create that freedom. Some require more of your time, more of your energy, or constant client work. And that is fine, again, if that is what you want. But if you are looking for flexibility and profitability, you need to be intentional. So I want you to sit back and ask yourself, what kind of work actually lights me up? Do I want to offer done-for-you services, coaching, premium consulting, or a mixture? How many hours do I actually want to work each week, and what pricing structure supports my income goals while keeping my workload manageable. Because freedom starts with intention. The clearer you are on what you want, the easier it is to build a business that supports it. Specializing in a high-value, results-driven service instead of being a generalist is going to make it so much easier to charge premium rates and work with fewer clients while making more. The other thing here is shifting away from the time for money trap. So if you're established and your income is only tied to the hours you work, you are eventually going to hit that cap. That's why you should move into perhaps flat rate or results-based pricing instead of the hourly billing. This means clients actually pay for the outcome, not just the time spent. You could also move into VIP days and intensives, where this is where you deliver high impact work in a focused time frame and you get to charge accordingly. And then those premium services that focus on your expertise and the actual transformation, not just the tasks that you get done. Because the key here is to stop trading time for money eventually and start charging for the value and impact of your work. So what you can also be doing at this point is looking at your current offers. Are you actually pricing on time or results? Where can you start shifting to a more premium and specialized model? And finally, it's important to set boundaries and work with the right clients. One of the biggest reasons business owners feel trapped is because they say yes to everything. The truth, not every client is the right client. And chances are, you've had a couple of discovery calls where there has been some massive red flags. If you want more freedom and ease, you need to be clear on who your services are for and who they're not for. So who are you here to help? Who are you not here to help? And convey that clearly in your messaging and your marketing, because that's going to attract the right person and it's also going to repel, which is what we're wanting to do. You're also wanting to enforce boundaries on your work hours, your availability, and your scope of work. And trust that there are clients who are going to be willing to pay for expertise, not just doing the stuff. The truth is that high-quality clients, they value these expertise. They value the results, not just the busy work. So the clearer you are about what you do, what you don't do, the easier it is to attract these aligned premium clients who respect your time. Now, if you are ready to step into premium services, charge what you're worth, and build a business that gives you more freedom, we do have applications open inside the VA Expansion Mastermind. This is my high-level mastermind designed to help VAs and online service providers move beyond the hustle, refine their expertise, and build a business specialized without working more hours. Inside Expansion, we focus on positioning yourself as a high-value expert, packaging and pricing your services for maximum profitability, attracting premium aligned clients who respect your time, and creating a business model that actually fits your life. The application details are in the show notes for you to check out. That was it for episode one. Don't forget to hit subscribe. That way you don't miss out on the next episode. And if you are loving this so far, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and tag me at ashleythomas.vacoach. Until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to the Virtually Free podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would so appreciate you leaving a review or sharing it with a friend. You can stay connected with me over on Instagram at ashleythomas.vacoach or check out my website, ashleythomas.com.au, about all the ways that I can support you in your business. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep building a business that works for you.